WSHS 567, monitoring. WSHS 567, monitoring. Good morning, channel.
WSHM 738.
Paul?
Good morning. How about Mike? Is he in here?
I haven't heard him sound off yet.
Okay, I overslept actually by about 15 minutes. How about that?
Unusual for you.
Had a long day yesterday, man. Long day. And get to about the 10 o'clock running ever since 3:30 in the morning yesterday, so yeah, full day.
Let's do it. WSHF 567.
Yeah, I'm just glad today is Friday for sure. New grandbaby as of yesterday. Roger.
Congratulations, boy or girl.
Boy, this time.
Joe, I got me a boy too. Yay.
Yeah, it's cool, so. Yeah, I think this is it. Three of them's enough.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Are you SHM 738?
Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Good morning, Paul.
567.
Good morning.
Yeah, very busy day. Mike, I didn't get home till, well, I didn't get to bed till 10 o'clock. I probably didn't get home till about 9:20 or something, so I've been running all day yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were busy, that's for sure.
In fact, I was telling Sam I actually overslept today by 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
I was watching a YouTube video here for a few minutes. It was the limo driver, the guy that took OJ to the airport on the night of the murders.
Oh, yeah, that's old.
Yeah, 32 years.
You know, we did it. It's like, you know, he even comes out with the book, you know, If I Did It. It's like, come on, we know you did it.
Oh, yeah, he was guilty for sure. He was guilty right up until the lawyers got a hold of him.
Yeah, he had what? Ben Shapiro, Johnny Cochran, Alan Dershowitz, I think it is. And there's a list of them.
F. Lee Bailey.
Yeah, there was like a big, you know, like legal team he had. I think the main guy was, what, Johnny Cochran?
he became the main guy, yeah.
Well, he had the best ambulance chasers money can buy.
Yeah, but that, you know, the night they were looking for him, where he was supposed to turn himself in, you know, he's driving around with Al Collings in that white Bronco. And, I mean, he was guilty right there and then. They basically read a suicide letter from him, too. That was Robert Kardashian read that. That was his buddy.
Yeah, I forgot about that one, too. Man. Yeah, that was quite some time ago. I remember just, you know, the 5 o'clock news, you know, you see the white Bronco being chased by the police.
Yeah, we were bowling that night. I kind of remember it, yeah, being chased up the 5 freeway or something. I don't know if it was the 5 or the 405, I forget, but they both run through the L.A. Basin there.
They wouldn't even call it a high-speed chase. He wasn't even going that fast.
No, it was a low-speed chase for sure, so... Pretty crazy stuff.
Yep, that's for sure. Crazy, crazy.
Yep, I mean, that uprooted his life. The guy was hailed a hero, you know. I mean, it was a good guy football star turned, you know, movie star. You know, living the life of Riley, and one woman, he let one woman tear his life apart.
Yeah, I think the last movie he did was Naked Gun 33 and a third. He wasn't a good actor in that movie, but he was in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a cameo thing. Not really a cameo thing, but... In a sense, kind of, you know. Yeah, he was not a serious actor. But, I mean, they probably paid him a lot of money for these movies. He was in, you're probably not going to remember this movie. It was out way before you were born. The Towering Inferno.
Yeah, I've seen that movie once. That came out in, like, early 80s, late 70s.
Well, I'm guessing it was mid to late 70s.
I've only seen that one once or twice. They showed it on, I think it was on Encore.
Yeah, I was targeting 75. I just looked it up. 74.
Okay. He did a lot of commercials, too. I remember as a kid, you know, looking in the back of the comic books, and there was him advertising for, you know, a pair of his, you know, those boots he used to wear.
Yeah, well, that movie had a bunch of stars in it, for sure. Paul Newman, Steve McQueen, Faye Dunaway. Fred Astaire.
Those are all A-listed actors.
Huge movie, yeah. William Holden, before my time. Richard Chamberlain. Robert Wagner. Robert Vaughn. Robert Vaughn was a popular actor.
Yep. So was Wagner.
Yeah, I remember that when that came out as a kid. Jeez, I was like 11 years old. All right, time for me to get rolling here. I'll be back. WSHM 738.
All right, I will catch you. I'll be here. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
In fact, Mike, I'm willing to go on a limb and tell you this. WSHM 738. That saying O.J. didn't murder that woman is like saying some Iranian operative is jamming us.
You got it. That was a good one. Yep, WRWB 49.
Yeah, just terrible. But hey, it's Friday. That's a good thing.
All right, today's payday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, I'll be in the mobile in a little bit here. WSHM 738.
Yep, roger. We'll catch you in the mobile.
WSHM 738.
I'm here, WRWB 49. Today no trolley, because yesterday was his Friday. So, it'll just be you, me, and then if Sam's still in there.
You did tell me yesterday was his Friday.
Yep.
I almost opted to take the day off. I got some stuff to do, so it's kind of important. But and I'm not that guy that usually just arbitrarily takes days off. That's why I got so many stacked up. So, anyways, we'll get it in there, get it done with, and get to the weekend.
Yep. It's supposed to be, all next week's supposed to be nice or something?
Yeah, nice and rainy.
We're, like, talking 70-degree days, you know.
I've seen rain almost every day next week, so. Yeah, probably warmer. I think we're getting to the point where the warm is going to be more than norm, and the cool days are going to be few and far in between and fleeting at that.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. And then Michigan says, hold my beer.
Sorry, I don't drink, so I can't wrap my brain around alcohol products, just a personal choice. Never was a thing for me. But good morning, nevertheless. Okay, Mike.
Yes. Anyway, besides all this. Yeah, good morning, John. We heard you in there.
You know, it's pretty scary that you know my voice already.
Yeah, I don't know how he can pick it out of a crowd of a million.
You got one of those, like, distinct voices that stick out. You know, that's pretty much why you're a dead giveaway.
He's just got those tuned ears, evidently.
I guess. But, yeah, some voices, man, you just don't forget. they just come to you like right away.
Like a unique whistle.
Yeah, just like a unique whistle. Exactly.
Well, I guess that means I can't become one of them. I won't say anymore.
All right.
Right. Anyway. Yeah, it looks like it rained last night a little bit. But not for long.
Right, I noticed a little more moisture out by the curbs when I was taking off, so. Right. It must have rained a little for a few minutes, I guess.
It rained for about an hour. That wasn't total, it was on and off for about an hour.
Alright.
Fear not, we got more coming soon. More hours.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
You know, there's nothing more fun than sitting here watching the traffic on 13 miles. There are some silly drivers.
I used to work at that grocery that's down the street from you years ago, and you get a lot of drunks coming in for, or coming out of that bar that used to be there at, what, Kelly and 13 Mile there, just west of 13, or just west of Kelly in that plaza.
I can't think of the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
The Hangover. They used to have one there, and then one next door to Dunham's, there in the old Dooley's parking lot.
Well, what's it supposed to go up to today? Near 70, I hope. No, I think it's only supposed to be 50-something today, isn't it?
Let me check here.
Thought I remember looking yesterday. I've been so busy yesterday. I thought it said 55 or something, but I know it was a little bit cooler than yesterday. But, you know, it always changes, so you never know. But I thought it was around 55 or something.
Yesterday, it did say 55.
She's saying a high of 51, Alexa.
Oh, there you go. I knew it was supposed to be cooler, so kind of remember that in passing. So, well, hell, we're not that far from it, and it's 45 out here right now, so another 6 degrees. Jammers! Did I hear jammers in there?
Yeah, but they weren't getting over yet. You're fine.
They're going to take it to their grave. And carry that hate and discontent the rest of their lives right to the grave. That crap.
What did that recording say that the guy playing it sexually frustrated?
probably in most aspects of their life, they need to learn how to play recordings. It was so damn quiet, because you could tell what it was. Just some fool exhibiting who they are. Yeah, I can thank one guy for bringing this trash up here.
Out of that was someone that makes crappy decisions. Well, that'd be the guy that that's playing it.
They're a TikToker.
Thank one guy for bringing the influx of this trash up here.
Yeah, you can't blame him, because he's the one that brought him up here.
One guy brought one individual up here, his son, and then it spiderwebbed out from there.
Yes, it did. And I can remember exactly, you know, how he put it. He goes, well, we figured we'd bring him up here, you know, so that way he'd get him out of trouble somewhere else. Well, it just got him into more trouble.
Exactly the facts. Exactly the...
Why do I get the feeling that I brought this on?
No. Sorry, it's got nothing to do here for the show.
Yeah, but the sad thing is I can still hear you guys, like you're sitting next to me, so he ain't doing anything.
Alright, well, I'm out of the loop. Alright, I'm gonna let the jammers play with their radios all by them alone. We'll see you, Mike. And the HM7.
Yep, we'll catch you later there, Paul. No, Don, it's one kid, you know, who decided that he was going to, you know, weaponize a bunch of people and bring them over here to this band, because, you know, he's dealing with a personality complex. And, of course, this is what happens.
You know what they say? Some kids just never grow up.
And the guy doing it, well, not the guy doing it, but the guy that facilitated all this, you know, he's got a ham ticket, okay? So why stay here? I mean, if you don't like the guy talking, then just leave, you know, go somewhere else. You got a ham ticket. You know, you don't have to be here. No, but, you know, he's bored, evidently.
Probably tried getting on the roof, the 2-meter 440 repeaters, didn't find very much traffic.
So he hangs out on 145.590, which is a semplex frequency that some of the jammers go to.
Well, with that, gentlemen, I'm gonna go get ready for bed. And I will see y'all a little later. 73 and God bless. WSIJ 839.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, Don. Yep. Alrighty. That's right, you're a midnighter. So, alright. We will catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WRZT 820, mobile monitoring for about 10 minutes. WRWB 489, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we're just out here trying to have a civilized conversation, and of course, you already get where this is going. But, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's just people in this world that get off on griefing, and when everybody else goes somewhere else to get away from the griefing, the people who want to grief follow so that they can grief there.
Yep, that's how it goes.
And the worst part about it, though, is they corrupted the system so bad that all the other repeaters through Michigan got disconnected so that it wouldn't affect them, and unfortunately now it's hard to communicate with some people that were up to the north there.
Yep, that's unfortunate. I mean, they'll sit there and blame, you know, us for the whole tomfoolery thing and stuff, you know, but... Yeah, well, I mean, you can read between the lines.
I mean, there's communication, then there's people who don't get communicated to, and so they're jealous, and then they try to stop other people from communicating because nobody communicates with them.
Yep. That's about it, too.
That being said, it's nice to see it's 45, 46 in the morning and not 20, 22, 23. So sooner or later here we'll have the 65, 70 degree mornings, and then unfortunately that'll come with the 80, 90 degree mornings and hard sleeping if you don't have the AC. But summer's coming upon us. It'll be time to cut the grass and trim the trees and keep everything looking nice in the yard. So that'll be enjoyable. A couple weeks ago, I was pretty surprised. I was heading north up to Saginaw, and I was actually surprised at how far the GMRS antenna got out compared to the 11-meter 27 megahertz antenna. That one was doing pretty good, but I was surprised to see that the GMRS antenna actually got out a little bit further. Actually got a chance to... talk off the Saginaw repeater. A couple good people up there as well. Like I said, though, too bad we can't talk to Sheboygan anymore. Bob up there was a pretty nice, friendly guy. Nice to talk to.
Let them talk. The truth needs no defense. When a toxic person can no longer control you, they will try to control how other people see you. They will rewrite history, play the victim, and smear your name to anyone who will listen.
WSFF330, mobile.
WSDU202, good morning. WSTV 710. Wishing everybody a great day, and as always, stay safe out there. This is WSTV 710. We are clear and listening.
WSEU 202, come on. Thank you.
WSIU 709 mobile monitoring. WSIC 866 mobile monitoring.
WCHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
What's going on, man? You just caught me at the right time. WRWB 49.
Now waiting on a return call here, so I may have to split in a minute or two or three or four or whatever it is. All right. It is Friday afternoon. Let the weekend begin.
Let the weekend begin, that's for sure.
Messages are flying, you know, going across the Badlands through the cell phone network. They're on!
Oh, man. Never fails.
Yeah, anyways. Alright, so, you're like kind of a little break in between. Time you gotta go till tonight.
Till 7 o'clock. 6:37. I'm just coming back from the restaurant that I was at.
Alright, well that's not so bad. You got 3 or 3.5 more hours to go. So you're almost there.
You know, it feels nice getting paid every week instead of on the first or the third.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, a paycheck is a paycheck is a paycheck. Some people get paid twice a month, twice a week. I mean, excuse me. Every 2 weeks, and then every week, so it is what it is.
Yep, yep, so I'm just heading back, you know, doing my thing.
Very good. Chilling out to some coffee here in a little bit. Got one more stop to make.
Okay, I'm all coffeeed out. I got it up today.
Didn't hear anything going on key that time.
I think somebody was keying in there with you. Go ahead, or better, you know, usual.
No, I'm not sure that was it. Might have been a weak spot. I don't know.
Anyway. Yep, just heading back towards the bay here.
Well, there you go, 52 degrees today. We were talking about that. We said it was going to be 51, 52, and about spot on.
I got city.
What's that with the high quantity?
I got 50 degrees, city.
All right. Good afternoon, John. And Mike's in there.
Yeah, but he was dragging his feet. That's why I jumped in. So, just swinging by the bank and hitting the McDonald's and hitting the bricks.
Good afternoon, John.
What do you mean, hitting the bricks? Like, going to bed? You gotta work tomorrow?
No, like hitting the bricks on like a cobblestone road.
Oh, cobblestones are stones and bricks are bricks. So there's bricks if you go down by the old Tiger Stadium at Trumbull.
That's called a cobblestone road.
All right.
What's going on, Mike?
Nothing much, man. Just heading back to work. Just out here by the bay, 50 degrees.
Better you than me, Paul.
Yeah, well, just looking forward to getting home and resting my head down for a half hour, but at least an hour away from that.
Roger. I gotta run in the bank because I gotta get too much money out of the bank for the 24-hour teller to be able to satisfy my needs. Go ahead, Mike. WREZ 935.
Anyway. It looks like we're going to get some rain here.
Yeah, well, could be that time of year. Mike, you're kind of in and out, so I have a good 3 or 3.5 hours, and see you later. Getting that much money out, it takes you that much to, takes you that long to grab it out of the ATM machine? Maybe you got held up at gunpoint at the ATM, WSHM 738.
WSHB 336 radio check.
WSHB 580, I got you a fairly clear, a little popcorn in there, but definitely clear enough to read.
I appreciate that very much. WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Start again, Joe. This is WSJU3A2.
Breaker Joe. Breaker Joe, can you hear me? Breaker Joe. This is your buddy, Phil, in Warren, Michigan. WFJV 382. Joe, let's break for a radio check out here. Warren, Michigan calling. That's it. You copy. WSJV382. Over.
Bedford, Michigan, 4SMJ418 come through. Coming through, 4SMJ418.
Oh, yeah, dude, you're sounding good. That sounds real good.
It's not the very best signal. I'm going to go outside here, but I just wondered if I changed antennas for SJ418.
You might get a better signal, you know, if you're in the house and you're not making the repeater that good.
I'm outside on the porch and you're crystal clear. Not allowed on the porch. I definitely can hear you, but I have a longer antenna, and I'm not sure if that's better than the shorter one, or what's the better antenna is, but I think I'm going to try changing the antenna and double check in just a minute here.
Copy that. Okay, well, you know, your signal sounds pretty good to me, so I don't know. Definitely coming in really good over here.
Stand by for antenna. Stand by. WSMJ 418, stand by. The bigger antenna was better, man. Over.
Copy that. Yes, copy that. Your signal's not as good now. I got a poor signal on you. Breaking up. So, put the old antenna back on. Over.
WSMJ 418. Over.
Better. That sounds better. Good, man. These things are working. We'll get you some dinner, and when you get done, eat your dinner. Call back.
10-4, WSMJ 418, standing by, man. I'll be with you.
I'm on the side. WSMJ 382, standing by.
Welcome to the repeater. If you could kill the Roger beast, it'd be appreciated.
Thanks, sir. Thank you. I don't think I have my Roger beast on. That might be my friend Joe. Let me know if you need a Roger beast on my radio. Over.
No, it's the other gentleman that had it on. No big deal. Just figured I'd point it out. Appreciate it. You guys have fun.
Sorry, guys, I only heard the last part of that conversation. Should I turn my Roger beep off? Is that what you're requesting? Because that's not a problem. I can do that.
Yes, sir. We'd appreciate it. MIA computers do not want Roger beeps on them.
10-4, doing it now.
All right, yeah, and welcome. Enjoy. Catch you guys later. VRU-U850.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Have a great evening. Over.
Roger, beep is off. Glad you have some J418. Thank you.
There you go. Sounds great.
WSHR 566 W2946. Ralph, you out there?
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? WSAL 946.
Not much, Ralph, but I thought I'd give you a call, see if you're out there. I heard you talking out there with 202 the other night, so I didn't want to interrupt your conversation. Just thought I'd give a call, see what's going on, how you been doing.
I'm all right. I was just, I was in the little guy's room and I heard you calling out my number. That's what took so long to get with you.
Oh, no worries. That's all right.
Yeah, things pretty good. You know, weather's warming up. It's going to be great. Summer's going to be great. Every year I say, I'm going to do this and do that. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, copy that. I just went in the backyard. My grass almost needs to be cut, but it's just too wet out there to do anything. I haven't even changed the oil in my rider mower yet or anything yet.
Yeah, my backyard is, I don't want to say floods, but it's generally, you know, if it's raining, it's sopping wet and nasty. Sometimes, you know, cutting the lawn, when it starts getting long, but you just can't cut it because it's like a swamp.
Yeah, mine's like that, too. I gotta get the fertilizer guy out here. I can't do nothing yet until I get some extra money, but I need to get this lawn back to where it used to be. I got grubs in the back and all that, so I got to get all that stuff taken care of, but it'll get done.
Yep. What kind of rider mower you got?
I got a John Deere D110. Rider mower.
Well, heck yeah. I moved about 6 years ago, so I let my rider go. I was on a corner lot in Westland a few years back, and sure makes it nice, makes it easy.
Yeah, copy that. I usually go by that maintenance kit, you know, where you get the spark plug, the filter, and the fuel filter and all that. Shoot, I just go on Amazon now. They got the whole caboodle on Amazon for like $18. I was just on there.
Yeah, I got a couple old blowers laying around here. What else? I got a weed whipper that I don't use anymore. And I know they'd run if the carburetors were right, but I jumped on Amazon and checked it out, you know, with the model numbers and all that. You can buy these carburetors for, with gas lines and for $20, you know, the whole carb. Whether it's any good or not, you got to try it, I guess.
Yeah, well, God bless them. But Dave, when I was having trouble with one of my backpack board, my Echo backpack board, and he said, man, he said, just go on to Amazon. He says, don't be going to Weingarten and stuff. He says, they'll charge you $50-$60 for a damn carburetor. He says, go on Amazon. You can get one there for. So I bought one, put it, slapped it on. Works perfect.
That's what I'm saying, you know. Well, my old rider, it was just a Home Depot special. I forgot the make of them, Home Yard Man or something like this. But I had bought a couple of carburetors at Amazon for that thing years ago, and one of them didn't work well at all. But the next one, can't.
Yeah, copy that. I've been having a little bit of trouble with mine on my rider more. When I first started up, it'll chug, you know, like, and then once it warms up, it's okay. And I took the thing apart, I cleaned it out with carb cleaner and did all that, and still doing it. So I was looking on there today. You can get that carburetor for that thing. It's only like $30.
Yeah. I don't know about that engine you got on there, but sometimes you gotta tweak the valve gap on the lifters and stuff occasionally. And I don't know about a John Deere though.
Yeah, copy that. When I would start doing that, I went on YouTube, and I looked, and the guy. What he did is he took the carburetor off and he cleaned it and he did some other things and he put the thing back on and it ran like a champ, and I almost did the same thing, and I don't know if there's just something in there that's caught in there, built up, and it's just not, I'm not getting it with the carb cleaner, but like I said, once it warms up and everything, it works pretty good, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, get it heated up. You can get the yard done without any trouble, you're good. I can't do it anymore. I paid somebody to cut it. I'm just on a single lot, but I paid somebody to take care of the matter of fact, this past week, they pulled a bunch of grape down vines and a whole bunch of nasties out of the yard.
Yeah, copy that. I got some landscaping stuff I got to do out here too, where my flower beds are and stuff. I sprayed the weeds out of it last year, and I was gonna get one of those little cultivators. Dave was trying to help me find one, but I never got one to cut up the dirt in there. But I want to get some of those landscape blocks to put up there and make it a little bit better. But we'll see.
That's my plan, too. Get some blocks out front. You know, maybe just one layer, just to put a little border around. Because I do have some pretty nice flowers growing out there. I'm not a flower person. I couldn't tell you what they are. But a little border around would probably look pretty nice.
Yeah, copy that. Have you heard Frank out there, 902? I haven't heard him. I mean, I'm hit and miss with the radio now. I'll usually just scan my other channels I have, my public safety channels on my radio, but I haven't heard from him. Have you heard from him or talked to him at all, or?
No, I have not.
Well, back, you know, a little while back, he said he's going to, you know, Dave ain't there, and he would hear him. That's what he told me. He said, you'll hear me, but it isn't going to be like it used to be for him.
Yeah, copy that. No, I understand that. So, every once in a while, he'll pop up on Facebook or something. He'll say hi to me. Yeah, I was just curious to see if he was out and about on here at all.
Nope, haven't heard him. Haven't heard him. I haven't been on the radio much either. You know, it seems like all the crapola has come down. I don't hear the morons on there too much anymore, which is a good thing. So maybe I'll get back with it. Summer's here.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe wishful thinking. Maybe they'll open up the repeater so we can talk to the guys up in Sherman and them guys up in LaPierre and Flint and what was his name? The guy that was way up there, Sheboygan Bob, I think, or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Well, we'll see. Maybe it'll happen. But I talked to Sheboygan Bob quite a few times. I got a brother my oldest brother lives in Sheboygan on the Black River. So we had some pretty good conversations, Sheboygan Bob and I.
Yeah, copy that. I keep in touch with Sherman a lot. A couple of times, was it a couple of weeks ago, he on his way home from work, he would get on the radio here when he was down here. He would get a hold of me, would talk for a little bit. But, yeah, I talk to him all the time. He told me if I talk to you, whatever, he told me to tell you hi.
Yeah, give him a big hi for me, too. Well, I don't know. You know, they did have the Detroit and the Mount Clemens link. Until the crap started happening, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, it came right back, and they unlinked them, you know. And I understand it, but some people are just relentless. They just can't. I'm not talking about the hecklers that just kind of come in there and cause trouble. I'm talking like these arguments these fellas are getting into. It's out of control.
Yeah, copy that. I just try to stay away from it. Like I said, sometimes I'll monitor the both GMS channels, the Detroit and the Mount Clemens for a while. But like I said, most of the time I'm listening to like the public safety stuff that I can still listen to on the VHF, UHF.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, excuse me. I just hit a burp. How's the wife and everything, the dogs and everything good?
Yeah, well, my wife was in the hospital last week. She, she has the back problems too, but she started getting pains in her stomach and she thought it was her regular IBS stuff that she has, and it wasn't that. To make a long story short, it was her appendix. So they found fluid around her appendix. So last Tuesday, they took it out. She came home Wednesday. So I don't think she was home even a couple hours. Took her temperature. It was 102.5. She was just about sepsis. So they kept her in the hospital for a couple of days. But you wouldn't know it now. She's walking around and everything else. So and the puppy dog, he's doing pretty good. He had an ear infection, but I got that taken care of, though. So other than that, he just turned 9 years old, but he don't act like he's 9 years old. He still acts like he's 4 or 5 years old.
Well, they took out her appendix and let her out the very next day. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, some people, the doctor said, well, it's a 50-50 chance, because, when you go through surgery, you can get, infections and stuff like that. But yeah, you think they would have kept her overnight one night and Even the family doctor wasn't too happy about that. They should have kept her in a hospital one day and made sure, you know. But, oh, well.
Well, yeah, I got sepsis after a, well, I had some prostate issues, so they did a biopsy, and they just go right up in here, right up in there, and alcohol through the side. You're supposed to be cleaned out, but yeah, I got a sepsis from it, and oh, it's not fun, painful.
Yeah, copy that. But yeah, other than that, she's doing pretty good. She's still waiting for her whatchamacallit to come to her social security disability. So she got, I think I told you last time I talked to you, she got something in the mail saying that she could either do the thing over, they asked her if she wanted to go in person, do it on the phone, do it on live video, whatever, but still waiting for the for them to get a hold of her for the appointment date, but.
Kevin, it's ridiculous. You know, I got my disability, and it took almost 2 years until I finally got a court date, which I did mine on the phone. And it went through, which I'm happy about, but Jesus, man, you gotta jump through a lot of hoops, man, with these people.
Well, yeah, she got a lawyer and everything, and the lawyer told her that she'll get it, but it just takes for so long, you know, and you're right, it's about, it would have been 2 years it's about 1 year, but I remember the lawyer said it might take the 7 to 9 months before you'll get a hearing or whatever.
Yeah, that's how it works with me. The main thing is she is, and I'm not saying this any other way, but the way they look at it is that you are unemployable. That's how you're going to get the disability. You need to be unemployable.
Yep, she knows that. Yep, that's why she's been going to them appointments and documenting anything about her back and everything. So that helps out too, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, Kev, I got a burger ready to throw in the pan. I'm just gonna fry a. I'm doing a fry pan burger here, a little broccoli, and so I'm going to get that going. I got to let you go, man.
Well, that's fine. I was going to let you go, too. I just tried to get out on here and see if you're out here. It was good talking to you. I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Have a good night. Take care. WSHR 566. Clear up your final.
Well, 566. Oh, I forgot to mention, you sound fabulous coming over the radio tonight. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go clear WSIL 946.
WRWB 49, we're standing by. It says 284. I got a rough copy on you. This is WSJB 841.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring. WSHB 336, radio check.
Loud and clear. WIYS 363.
Appreciate that very much. WSHB 336. WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Channel 30, come in. Channel 30. That's 26. Channel 26.
And the bottom button is high power. High power, it might sound a little better now. This is WSJZ3Q once again with a radio check. How's it sound, Joe? Okay?
Yeah, you see, I didn't know that was the difference there, the top button and the bottom button like that. I just thought it was one button, man. But I'm pushing my top button now, too.
Yeah, I got different, and you can adjust the, you can make the buttons different stuff, too. You can go in and menu and change that.
I think we need a bass. These little radios are rocking good for the daily, but we need basses, man. That's all there is to it.
Kick this thing off and go to bed, man. I'm real tired now. I've been up all day listening to radios, playing with radios, taking radios apart, putting them back together. If I see any more radios tonight, I'm going to be sick. So anyway, dude, maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Give me a call, man. If you do not, we'll get together.
Therefore, go to sleep. Talk to you later.
WSJZ3AQ, man, over and out.
WSMJ418, we're gone.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.